Hello, today's show has some strong language. Strong language for a strong game. Sincerely, Professor Stephen Hawking.
Everybody's rushing to America's most popular movie.
Sit down, sit down!
I think we ought to check this out.
They're going by truck. By motorcycle. By train. By car.
You're driving. No, I'm driving.
This Memorial Day weekend, let nothing get in the way of seeing Lethal Weapon 3.
We're back!
Yeah. Rated R, now playing.
This week in your parents' basement, we are at a completely appropriate age for all of these things to be happening to us. From 1992, we're playing Lethal Weapon by Ocean Software for the NES and SNES. Or as they say in the UK, the NES. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the detective that's too old for all of this. It's Todd Brisket.
I'm not a cop tonight, Steve. It's personal.
And our other co-host, he's an uptight dude whose life will be forever changed by dog ownership. It's Huell Hauser.
Throughout the game, Riggs and Murtaugh must rescue innocent citizens who have been taken hostage while being hindered by helicopters, punks, and hoods.
Yes, and strangely, those three things are all roughly as dangerous as one another in this game.
At the same time.
Yes. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes, and when you do, be sure to give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ybppodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. Also, if you want to support the show, you can find our Amazon click-through link on the YPP homepage, ybppodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. You can get your own backpack from Riggs and Murtaugh's Never Too Old Training Academy. Actual item, $29.99.
Interesting.
Yeah. This week's game is Lethal Weapon. Released in 1992 for the NES and SNES, Lethal Weapon is a side-scrolling action platform game. Now, there are significant differences between these two games. The NES version is way less of a puzzler and more like a Kung Fu or Double Dragon-style beat-em-up, while the SNES game has weird graphics and animation, and it's more of a... I don't know, platform puzzler is the wrong word, but it's more open world platform, I guess. We're playing these games this week in honor of Joe Pesci, who is now a 3-time video game subject on our show. So, Todd, which of these games did you like the best?
Well, yeah, let me first of all clarify that, saying that I push for us to, we need to finish up this Joe Pesci trilogy. Games that we've played.
The Joe Pesci video game, the Joe Pesci game on video trilogy.
That's correct.
It's,
and
I think the official
because
title.
Joe Pesci is coming out of retirement, and the it's getting rave reviews that I've seen. The Irish Man on Netflix. He's came out of retirement
in limited theaters. The Irish Man, but coming soon on Netflix.
And. It's been getting rave reviews. All the CG on his face is getting applause and standing O's.
Yeah.
So that's why I went. So, I mean, just to recap real quick, why it's a trilogy, we played Moonwalker. Of course, he is the bad guy, Mr. Big, in that.
Ironic name.
And we played. What was the
Home
other
Alone.
One? Home Alone, yes, of course.
Oh, it's funny that Moonwalker is the one you can remember because that's the only one I forget. But yeah, Home Alone, I think we played first, and then Moonwalker shortly after, and it's been years we've been waiting to close this trilogy out.
Yeah, and him coming out of retirement is just
so
the,
what
the
better
cue
way,
we needed.
Yeah. I mean, the world's been clamoring for more Pesh, and Marty, the scores, has finally given it to us. If anyone was going to do it, it was him.
Yeah, I will say he's been in less movies than I thought he's been in.
Right.
It's probably about a dozen, two dozen here.
But like they were all hits.
Good portion of them.
Yeah, a good amount.
Yeah, I mean, he was also in Gone Fishing, though. Or
I guess, like hits. I said.
Well, that's a hit. Was it?
All
was
hits.
It not? Wasn't his co-star was Daniel Glover in that one, too.
Yes.
Him and Glover, best friends, I heard.
So.
Yeah. My favorite thing about Joe Pesci's, IMDb is like in the first sentence, it describes him as a compact Italian.
Pocket size.
Yeah.
Compact. I mean,
that's a good description of him.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So Gone Fishing was in 97, so this is after they met on the set of Lethal Weapon 2.
Yes.
Maybe they didn't meet there, but at least.
Eight years after.
Yeah.
That's where they bonded.
That's what I meant, yeah. They grew their relationship.
Interestingly, his first credit on Wikipedia is something called Hey, Let's Twist, where he was a dancer at the Peppermint Lounge in New York City. So
yeah, apparently he was like a singer too, and he's releasing an album this year.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah.
Wow. I hope there's a video game adaptation of that album.
Multi-talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was also scouring his IMDb to see if maybe there's another game we're overlooking, but I don't think so unless we play Home Alone 2 or something, which I don't think we're gonna do. So, are there any video games based on JFK? You just point your cursor back and to the left.
Yep. Let's wait. It works on two levels. That's a double meaning there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any Bronx Tale video games or
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Casino.
Seems like he would have been a voice in some kind of cartoon that had a game.
I was doing a quick skim. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I mean, not that would be eligible for us.
Like, right, yeah, if it was a cartoon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, A Warrior's Tale in 2015. He was the voice of a mosquito. This must have been some weird direct-to-video thing.
Oh, my goodness. It is a 2015 Russian
animated
film.
Oh, it's Russian. What?
What the hell?
So he really hasn't been in retirement. The Brewskis got him out in 2015 for voice acting.
He probably did that over the phone.
Yeah. It's a Skype call.
Actually, it looks like I've never heard of this movie, but they really broke the bank on the voice acting because they got Mila Jovovich, the Fifth Element herself.
Oh. Yeah.
Sharon Stone, Whoopi Goldberg, and Jim Cummings.
What the hell are
all voice actors.
Oh, don't forget Maxim Chukariov and Konstantin Kabinsky.
Well, that's for the Russian version, like for the English dub. But yeah, that's also what Pesci is up to, getting paychecks here. So we should probably talk about this game, though.
Yeah.
So, Todd, which lethal, one was your favorite?
The Lethal Weapon franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, great franchise. So I popped on both of these gems this week in preparation. I've never played either one of these games before. I've seen bits and pieces. I know the story. I got the story. Hey, bits and pieces of the original Lethal Weapon movie. Hey, I'm too old for this. Beep. And I'm Mel Gibson with my lovely plumage on my head.
A massive mullet.
And hey, I'm crazy, and I do Three Stooges routines throughout the movie. I got it. I know.
I'm down.
And, of course, Gary Busey there being awesome. I'd got all those pieces. I did watch it in full again in preparation this week, and I watched the second one, but I still have about 10 minutes left. I couldn't fit it in. And the second one was where we are introduced to Leo Getz.
Yes, the Pesh himself.
The Pesh man himself. And he takes on the comic relief. So the first movie, Mel Gibson is the comic relief. Second movie, Leo kinda. Gets.
It's very, it takes drastic tonal shifts in that first movie.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. like buddy cop, haha, and then Mel Gibson tries to kill himself.
Then he's
times.
Like crying yeah. with a gun in his mouth. It's late at night. It's
oh my God.
It's so dark. Yeah.
So that makes me, so I want to point out the game comes out in 92, which is around when Lethal Weapon 3 comes out. So we're yes. three movies in by the time the game gets made.
Yes.
So my question is, who is this game for? Because in this era, only like kids played like the NES and the SNES. Like, but these are hard R movies.
They're pretty hard yes. R. Yeah.
Like, what little kid is clamoring for a Lethal Weapon?
The only thing I can think is that I remember seeing the commercials relentlessly as a kid.
Yeah,
for these movies, I remember definitely. All the clips. You know, the highlights from the commercials, and so I feel like I would have been like, hey, I'll try this out because I've seen the clips and it looks like a nice little comedy mm-hmm. show. That's the only mm-hmm. thing.
It's just an odd decision. And I guess we're at the point in the early 90s to mid 90s where any action movie had a video game. So they're yeah. just like, yeah, it's got guns and punching and kicking. Let's make a video game.
Strangely, that Steve alluded to up top is the Super Nintendo version is like a cartoony platformer. It's so yes. bizarre.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I found the tone of the Super Nintendo version is just especially odd and strange, where like you could not tell that this is like based on a hard R series of movies from playing the Super right. Nintendo version.
Yeah, I guess it's the same year.
Yeah. It's same year, same company too. It's huh. weird that it's not just a different, like they're different games. It's not just like a different colorized version.
Right, like updated graphics. Yeah, they are completely different.
Yeah. Like it's clear they had different teams working on this. And it was yeah, the Super Nintendo version is just like really cartoonish graphics, even though you're playing as Riggs you can play as either one, but
you play as either one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about but, the SNES?
Well both
yeah, the
of
SNES.
Them. Both yeah. of them.
Well, I know, but in both you can play as both. Sorry.
Yeah, both yes. you can play as both, yes. You can yeah, choose your person.
Mm-hmm. The SNES one, you have these bright colorful graphics, but you still have the gun and you're still shooting people. It's just I don't know. Like
you're always shooting people in video games though.
Yeah, but it's like a real gun. It's not like a video game gun.
Yeah. And it's got a clip with like real bullets on the mm-hmm. as your indicator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these
are, the people you're fighting are just like workers of whatever area you're in. Like full disclosure, I played the NES version way more than the SNES this week because the Super yeah, Nintendo I just could not mm-hmm. handle the platforming in this game, could not handle the jumps, and I just got so I just yeah. went through like half of one stage. In the first stage, you're on some fishing dock, and the bad guys are these just workers that are trying to spear some fish, and they're just walking back and forth, and your goal is to yeah. shoot them in cold blood.
I just want some fish, man, in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Yeah, that part's weird. And also, those guys, like, they... I don't know, they're not happy, but they don't look like super bad guys. They just, like, look like normal fishermen. And also, right. they're... I don't know where you are, but there are tons of sharks in the water. Like, just every time you fall in the water, there are sharks there. But they're oddly not as deadly as you would think. You can just do a barrel roll into them, and they scatter away. Which I suppose is helpful.
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, the NES version of this game is it's more like, I don't know, Double Dragon or Kung Fu is what I compared it to. It's just like a left to right side scroller mm-hmm. where you're mostly just beating up enemies, and mm-hmm. I too found that one like way more pleasurable to play.
I did, you know, comparing to the Super Nintendo game, the Nintendo one is amazing. However, uh-huh. That just means in the real world, it's just slight. It's it, you know, less than it's a mediocre. Like it's aggressively average as a Nintendo beat 'em up shoot 'em platformer game.
Yeah. No, it was weird. Apparently people said that this one is hard, but I didn't actually find it that difficult.
I did not find the NES one difficult either.
Yeah, every enemy was just dead in one hit. I was like, this is awesome. Like for a beat 'em up, that's like my biggest peeve. And then all of a sudden, you just kick someone in the face and they die.
Yeah, not only kick someone in the face, you can kick a helicopter in the face and it'll die in one hit.
That is true.
Yes.
Although I never managed to actually kick the helicopter. I always ended up shooting it. I tried.
The thing is, so the game at first seems like it's going to be really tricky because you have a gun with limited ammo. And, you know, enemies also have guns and they're shooting at you. But then you just figure out, oh, when you run out of ammo in the gun, you switch to the kick. And the kick is oddly, like, a lot more deadly than the gun.
The kick's amazing.
I always use the kick.
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, you're jumping up, you're kicking people.
Yeah, you can.
You're angling down and smashing them in the face.
Yeah, you can do, like, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2-style jump kick in this game. Which was real nice. And I don't know, it has some neat little features. Like, you can use objects for cover sometimes. And it does, you know, it handles perspective in an okay fashion. Like, if you're on the top, if you're on the top edge of the screen, things on the bottom edge of the screen can't hurt you. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's a lot more manageable beat-em-up, because there's so many beat-em-ups we've played where, like, all the enemies can hit you no matter where you are, but you have to be in like the perfect spot to hit them, like on the same level or plane, even just walking on the ground. But I mean, there's multiple levels in this. You're jumping on cars, you're jumping on houses, but it all just kind of makes sense. It's actually pretty well put together. I expected to be super annoyed by this, but the fact that it wasn't like thrown together in time for like the second movie or something, and it took them so long to make a Lethal Weapon game 3 movies in, I guess they actually kind of tried. I mean, it's not mind blowing, but it's not like garbage.
Yeah. It was way better than I thought it was going to be coming in.
Exactly.
Because for some reason I thought Lethal Weapon was one of those notoriously bad games, but nah, it was fine.
It gets harder later. It's not like I beat the whole thing, but it wasn't like super difficult. Like half the time, you could just stand by the opening of a cabin and just hold, like, repeatedly mash the kick button, and you
kill them
on
as they walk out the door.
You're like, oh, hey, here we come.
Yeah, and plenty of enemies drop power ups that restore your health and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, plenty of power ups.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, of these two, the SNES game was definitely worse to me.
For sure, yeah.
And the SNES game also scored a 1. On the Bork rating. The dog did not care for the SNES game. So, you know. I don't know. What the Wikipedia entry for the NES version mentions that some famous composer did it, but I didn't particularly care for the music in either one of these games.
Yeah, they must not be that famous because I was very annoyed. It was extremely repetitive music.
It was John Philip Sousa, who did the music for this.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, the Sousa man himself.
Heard of him.
Yep. The Sousaphone.
John Baptiste Falusa.
Yes. I mean, he's no Kevin Eubanks, but...
Who is?
Yeah.
No, Danny's the... Link's brother, Danny the Elf.
Oh, well,
Hyrule's
Danny
Link.
Elf. Yeah, Danny
Hyrule's
Elfman,
Link the Elf Man, and his brother,
brother Daniel. Daniel the Elf Man.
Oh, he's got video games and elves in his blood.
Hey,
like,
fun fact:
he'd be good at music.
So much.
Fun fact: Daniel the Elf Man was a knight in his day.
Really,
a mystic knight of the Oingo Boingo.
Oh, a mystic knight of Oingo Boingo.
Hmm. Well.
Huh. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that order, but it sounds legit. Well, Todd, I'm not sure. Did you find any most best of all time for this one?
Okay.
It's a great question.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we hated the Super Nintendo game. We thought the NES one was okay. But I did find a few reasons why they are the most best games of all time. All right. And the first one.
This is the SNES specifically?
I'll tell you which one they are.
I'm sorry.
First one's for the Super Nintendo, Lethal Weapon. And, let me say this. There's not many reviews for this game, so I'm kind of scraping the barrel on these. But the Super Nintendo one, this one's by Ahmad Kukrin. And it's his review is titled Fun in September of 2014. And Ahmad wrote, "Great game. I love how challenging it is. And yet, it is easy. 5 stars.
What a mind bender.
Wow. That is definitely a very detailed review and in no way sounds fake.
No way confusing.
Yes.
All right. The next one is also for the Super Nintendo, and it is by 7569269941. That's their username. In June of 2008. And they wrote, the title of their review is Fun Fun. And their review is, "I grew up on these Lethal Weapon movies, so when I saw the game, I had to have it and try it. It looks interesting so far. 5 stars!
Looks interesting so far.
Huh. 5 stars.
How many numbers were in that username?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Maybe it's a phone number.
Could be a social security number. This is what they use for...
Oh, could be a soch. Yeah, could be a soch.
Identification throughout the internet.
Seems dangerous.
Oh, this is a number I'm known by. I should use it here. On the game.
It'll help me memorize it when I need to go to the bank.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be easy.
Yeah. It does also seem like something your grandparents would have done when they first signed up for an email account.
I'll never forget my login.
Yep. well,
This one is a review for the NES version by Christina Cardenas. And it's titled 5 stars. And Christina wrote, in May of 2017, and Christina Cardenas wrote, "A gift. 5 stars.
A gift?
A gift to the world, this video game.
Oh.
Christina Cardenas bought this game in May of 2017 as a gift for somebody.
Well, it could have been a gift to her. We don't know. There's so many possibilities. This is a
precious gift to the world.
Or she claims it as a gift to the world, and that's why it gets 5 stars. Like, this is a true gift to all who encounter it.
Wow. I mean, to segue into what I was going to say, I don't have any 1-star Yelp reviews, but instead I went on price charting to check out what this is, what it's trending at. $27 for the NES version.
Whoa.
And $69 for the box, cart, and manual. So it could have made a gift for somebody.
Must be all those melheads out there clamoring for copies of Lethal Weapon.
Oh
the Gibnuts.
Or the Glover Gang, as they're also known. The Gibnuts and the Glover Gang.
Yeah, but Glover Gang might be fine people. I'm a little worried about the Gibnuts.
Very worried about the Gibnuts.
Yeah. Do not want to attend any of their gatherings. But, yeah. So, the other versions are all cheap, though. There's a Game Boy version, which I believe plays similar to the NES version. But that's $10. And there is the Super Nintendo version is $6.50. But it's trash, so don't bother with it. Oh, and apparently the European NES version is super rare because it's going for $600. So,
wow.
Yes. I do not know why. But
it's all those game ones in Europe. I wonder if there's any people in Europe that would have similar views as Mel Gibson.
Maybe Austria? Maybe
on
maybe that region?
Against maybe a certain group of people.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway. But, yeah. were you able to look at a manual, Huel?
I did find the manual for the NES one. I looked for the NES one because it's the one I played the most. It has pages that are full color talking about the plot of the game, which I guess, I don't know if it's the plot of three or any of them, but this has nothing to do, almost nothing to do with the first game or movie. But maybe it's the same plot as three, which I've never seen. But it's your basic, here's Riggs, here's Murtaugh, here's what they do. Yeah. They're fighting baddies. Like, there's no real plot to this game. You're just walking around punching everybody. Or kicking.
I think three, they, like, it has to be a different plot because it's from the Wikipedia summary, three is about, like, cop killers. And I think there's, like, a drug ring that kills like a buddy of one of Murtaugh's. Mm. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of grisly, but then again, you know, like all of these, none of these are appropriate for like,
no, this is nothing for children. These are not children's movies. Yeah. The most plot we get here is now this mismatched duo must face their most treacherous mission dealing with bank robbers, bombs, and illegal money exchange. So there's that. Goes over the controls, kind of the stuff on the screen. It goes like through each level, I guess, and I guess that's kind of what you're doing. And I do like the playing tips here. Here's two playing tips which confuse me. It first says Riggs's flying kick has double the strength of his partner. Oh, now I get it. Never mind. I'm understanding now. It says Riggs's flying kick has double the strength of his partner, but then it says Murtaugh's punch is more effective than Riggs's kick. So it's like a little logic puzzle you have to figure out. But I think it means Riggs's flying kick is double the strength of Murtaugh's flying kick, but Murtaugh's punch is stronger than Riggs's flying kick.
Yes. It's
a little bit of a rock, paper, scissors, I guess. So those are some tips to keep in mind. But I mean, overall, it's got like a few drawings, a few screenshots, but really there's not much here. I mean, it kind of, this is a tough one, but I'm going to have to just go with 2.5 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Ooh,
right down the middle. It's not bad.
Yeah. I feel like they could have done a little more. Like, they did put some effort into some drawings and stuff, but it's just very short. There's just not much there. So yeah. 2.5 out of 5.
Oof. The Super Nintendo version, by the way, has a weird distinction between the characters, which is that for some reason Murtaugh can jump higher.
That makes no sense.
And Riggs can shoot his gun faster.
So, well, that's like that Spike Lee joint starring Woody Harrelson.
White Men Can't Jump.
Right, that one.
Yeah, but like Murtaugh is like a 50-year-old man in these films.
He literally turns 50 in the first movie. So by the time 3 rolls around, he's probably like 55.
Yeah, I like how he's in the first movie, he's right on the edge of retirement, but they pulled him back in for this last mission. But he's still up there with Riggs 10 years later in Lethal Weapon 4.
It's great.
Well, Riggs revitalizes his interest in hunt down perps.
Hell yeah. It's never too simple.
Yeah. he discovers that he is not too old for this. So, I have a rating system, and it's called the Herzog Hierarchy System. The NES version of this game is checking in at Herzog 6. Herzog 6.
Ooh.
So... Okay.
That was like saying something else there.
Oh, well.
It's a family-friendly show.
Yeah, it's a family-friendly show. And it's, you know, it's... I wouldn't say it's, like, a really good game, but it's pleasurable to play for about 10 minutes.
Serviceable.
Yes, it's a serviceable game. I will note that I feel like the backgrounds and the backdrops are, like... you know, very generic. Like, I felt like I was just wandering through, like, nondescript places the entire time. So the SNES version, I'm going to go with Herzog Dre, which is Herzog 3.
Ah, okay.
And it's,
yeah, 3
it's
is just, pretty high from how we've been talking about it.
Well, like, the tone of the graphics doesn't match the movies at all, but I will admit it is, they are bright and colorful. But yeah, everything else is just not so great. Like, you know, it's not that fun to play. It's difficult. So I can't really recommend it. All right. Well, Todd, did you have a chance to rate this game?
I did. I'm going to combine my scores into one, just keep it short and sweet.
Oh my, I did not factor that in.
Go ahead and factor that real quick.
That's been factored and I'm done. Okay.
Okay. So the DuckTale scale has two primary factors. Primary factor number one is replayability. Would I pop these bad boys in these impeachment hearing times, these troubling times we live in?
Yes.
Primary factor number two is nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I personally have for this game or oeuvre or what is it? IP. Yeah.
Oh, hot IP.
Hot IP.
Oh, hot IP.
Nostalgia. I said up top, you know, I remember seeing clips here and there over the years, and I feel like I've seen the movie in full at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the commercials. Yeah, Mel Gibson, he's doing his Three Stooges shtick in the commercials. but not really much nostalgia for, not that much nostalgia for the Lethal Weapons. And the game's absolutely zero nostalgia because I've never played them before this week. I didn't know they existed until I was looking for more Joe Pesci games.
Basically. Even though Joe Pesci is not in this game.
He's actually not in these games. He might be in some cutscene.
Yeah, I think he's digitized. There's like some digitized screenshots in the SNES one.
Yeah. It's real disappointing. We still haven't found a game that we can play as Pesci.
I don't think that's going to happen. Unless there's an Irishman one coming out. I don't think it's going to happen. Sorry, Irishman.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a Goodfellas game, but... You know, maybe in the next century. Go on, Todd.
All right. Replayability. Not replaying these ever. Do not replay these. Do not play these games for the first time. Actually, you know what?
Uh-oh.
Try out the Super Nintendo one for 2 minutes. That's what I'll say to the listeners.
Specifically the Super Nintendo.
Specifically the Super Nintendo one, because it's just so bizarre. When you think about these horror movies,
for the bizarreness,
and you see this colorful little... horrid platformer. Anyway, no replayability. I'll put this Lethal Weapon franchise, video game franchise, in with a .06 DuckTales.
Oh my god.
Oof.
Okay. This is one of my worst efforts.
Well, yeah.
I put a 0.18.
Oh, no. Nostalgia, I think you put the too much nostalgia factor
in
there.
Yeah, I maybe thought you liked the movies a little more. But
I watched them this week and they're fine. It's just, you know, they're just
not
the movies.
Not nostalgic.
Yeah, not nostalgic on me.
Oh.
You'll have to regroup here. Well, I did, for those that might have missed last week's episode, I did get it exactly correct. So maybe I emptied the tanks a bit. And I need to regroup here. Need a refractory period of DuckTales scales.
I think we've talked quite a bit about this one. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say?
One thing I did enjoy about the Nintendo version a lot is that the bad guys, their machine guns, are the same color as their flesh.
Mm. Yeah, it made it really easy to tell if you were going to get shot or punched.
Yes. And also, while every single enemy dies in one hit, except for end bosses, you can get shot like a dozen times.
Well, you're Riggs and or Murtaugh.
Yeah. So
these are just random goons.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is that in the movies, they'll have multiple people with machine guns just blasting at Riggs and Murtaugh, and they're just dancing around running through all bullets. And they take all the bad guys out in one shot from a pistol. So the real Star Wars scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're experienced marksmen. Like, you know, he's not too old to take his time and aim properly. So that's why he's so good. Huell, was there anything you want to add here?
There's a point in the NES one where I got stuck in like the second level, or maybe it wasn't even the first level, where you have to break a wall apart, and there's just no indication at all that
that's a fun
to do that. So like, I'm like 8 minutes in, I'm like, let me check a video to see what the hell I got to do, and turns out you just punch the wall and you're good.
Yeah, I somehow
thought that was odd.
I luckily discovered that somehow. I might have just been jumping around doing flying kicks, playing around, and hit that wall.
And I feel like I had tried it, too. Like, I kicked it a few times, because you can't jump over it. There's no way to jump over it. There's no way to jump, like, next to it. So I was like, do I have to kick it? No. I watched the video. They kicked it. I went back, kicked it again. It worked. So, I don't know. Very weird design there.
Yeah. This this game has Castlevania walls.
Right, yeah, I think they just, you know, they're just kind of rushing it out, maybe, I don't know. Maybe no one had ever played a video game before that designed this.
There was another, in the Super Nintendo version, I also had to watch a playthrough video to figure out how to deal with the hooks in the first stage that go up and down. And the answer there is you have to grab on to the rope above them as they're sliding down, and then you shimmy up to the top of that rope and you like jump over. So
it's just that easy.
Yeah, that's one of the underrated annoyance factors in these older games, where if you can't tell if it's a platform you can jump on, or if it's a platform you're going to jump through. And the other is like, how do I deal with ledges? Like, is this a game where I can grab a ledge, or is this a game where, you know, I'm just going to hit the ledge? So, I think we've said plenty on Lethal Weapon. So let's move along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you get any mails?
I did get an email this week, and their subject of their email is, how would you feel about a pregnant character in a fighting game?
Oh, Jesus.
Uncomfortable. There's more. Yeah.
There's more. That's just the subject of their email.
Oh, no.
The body of their email goes like this. Me and a friend are developing a fighting game. When looking for ideas, joking made the suggestion that one of our characters could be pregnant. Well, the idea is kind of sticking because we're in designing stage of this character. I was just wondering how would people would feel about fighting with her or agonist her. And that is from Fredio Kojima. Oh, sorry. I read that wrong. Fredio Komija.
Did you read that last sentence again?
I was just wondering how would people would feel about fighting with her or agonist her.
Oh, okay. I think I get it. All
right. Against.
Yes.
I thought it was a like different
ageism?
Gender.
Is she old?
An old pregnant lady. Now that's just... that would just be
unnatural.
That sounds.
Hey,
like
let me kick this off by saying I'm a modern man. A woman's body is her own body. She can do what she wants.
Right. But this is also a modern man designing this character for... Well, I guess, I don't know. What was their name again? Is this a man or a woman? Do we know?
Their name is Fredio Comija.
What was a G? So J are designing this. So I'm going to have to... I would vote against this happening. Just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a pass.
I think it's safe to side on not having a pregnant fighting character.
It seems like there's probably, I feel like there's a fighting game out there in the world that has some kind of anime fighting game that has like some pregnant lady, but she's got like a Game of Thrones shadow baby inside her and it comes out and it does special attacks or something.
I mean, what's the thing these days where it's like, I'm pregnant and I can still do stuff? I mean, I thought being pregnant was an excuse to like not doing anything. You're like, I got a fucking baby in me. I'm not doing shit.
Wow.
Watch your profanity.
Right, I'm sorry.
Right? Isn't that the better stance to take?
Right people, at the part
people
of the
are working out. Like, people are doing...
We're talking about children.
Stand-up specials. People are doing all sorts of stuff. It's like, take a break, lady. This
Putting
is your
miles
excuse.
On that treadmill.
This is your excuse.
Yeah.
Let it all go.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm with you.
We're going to get canceled, aren't we?
If you're pro, you're getting canceled. If you're against, you're getting canceled.
Yep, exactly. If you're against letting a woman do what she wants, you're getting canceled. But if you're pro pregnant ladies not being able to do anything, you're getting canceled.
Mm. Well, Huel, did you get a mail?
Unfortunately, this being our last episode, I did not get an email, so it sucks.
Nothing to go out on.
Won't be able to go out on a high note here.
Well, I got a mail that's gonna help us rebound our spirits a little bit here. Hey guys, Christmas time is just around the corner, so I was wondering, since I'm doing my buying soon, what are you guys playing now, and would you recommend it to others? Maybe give it 5 stars. Sincerely, Cheryl M.
Huh. Cheryl M.M. or just Cheryl M?
It just says Cheryl M.
Just one M. Okay. Well, I did go into much celebration last week of Other Worlds, and I did end up finishing it, and I still highly recommend it. Didn't take a nosedive at the end or anything, so...
Ooh. I just started playing it a few days ago. The Outer Worlds.
I did say other, didn't I? I'm sorry. The Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
It's already in my rearview mirror. Blowing dust on it.
I've done that same thing because there is the Outer Worlds and Other Wilds, right?
Oh, I don't know.
So. Oh. Did I just make your Google Home go off? Or?
Not much. Because I don't have one.
Well, no, they both came out around the same time in their different games, but they're both very critically acclaimed. So, it's confusing everyone.
I have not picked up anything since.
How long is that main game there?
It's hard to say because I was in a fever dream as I blasted through it in about a week, so I don't know.
So it's like a shorter Fallout.
It's a shorter Fallout, but still long. It's not like a 2-day game. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no like timer on it. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's a patch plan for next week with fix for Radio Free Monarch quest bug. So that's.
Well, I completed that quest without. Take that,
big brain.
Nice.
Game designers.
Big brain on Huels. Todd, how about you? What have you been playing?
Well, I mean, the outer worlds for sure is a game I've been playing. I just wrapped up the single player of Grand Theft Auto 5 because it's just taken me so long to get through that thing. I just wrapped up on the single player. I'm anticipating Red Dead Redemptions 2 coming to Steam in about a month or two.
Yes.
And I'll be playing that one when that comes out.
Oh. Very nice.
Have you been playing anything?
I've been playing Railroad Tycoon 2.
How old is that game?
I believe it's from 1998 or 1999.
Okay, so I'm sure it's a good suggestion for Christmas 2019.
Yeah. Oddly, it is a game that we could do on our show that we probably will not do on our show.
Right.
But it's fun. I just like guiding my chews around. And so it also inspired me. I was like, oh, well, this game's old. I bet there's like a modern spiritual successor to this. And I looked around and there was one called Transport Fever. Which sounds like
a Stiege game for sure.
Oh yeah. And I was like, oh well, it was only $5. I had good reviews on Steam, so I got it and I played it for a little bit this week, and it is nowhere near as fun. It is just a lot more clunky and cumbersome, which is weird because it came out in like 2015. But I don't know, just also Railroad Tycoon 2 is just like, you know, it's like a SimCity kind of map, like just flat and it's easy to map out your lines and stuff like that. In this Transport Fever game, I it literally took me like an hour to do one railroad, and it's like, oh, this isn't fun. So. Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be sticking with it. I might, just because I've now invested enough time to know how to do the railroads. So it's like, maybe I'll just power through and beat it. But, you know, just if you're looking for a railroad game, Railroad Tycoon 2 is the way to go.
Now, you really do love those choo-choos.
Well, this is my first game in the genre, but...
Your first choo-choo?
Yeah.
Besides Choo-Choo Rocket.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Different choo-choo.
Although that's not a game about railroading.
That's the joke, Steve.
Yeah.
Choo-choos.
Well.
I will say, writer, whatever game you do decide to gift to people, make sure you use that click-through link on ypbpodcast.com.
Yes, good call. And, you know, 5 stars all around.
No, you don't have to, but for us, maybe.
Todd, does anyone need help?
You know what? Let me see here. Let me check my inbox. I didn't have it open. Yeah, you know what? I got a quick little ask here. Somebody does need our help. So let us ask the Sweet Boys. All right, send in all your life questions to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and we will help you out and keep you anonymous. Steve, you're a pet guy. You got pets. Huel, I don't think you have any pets.
Not currently.
Your family might. You might have been around pets, so you might have some experience with this.
He knows about the concept.
I've
of
had
pet
pets
ownership.
Before. Yes.
Yeah. You know the concept of pet. Animal slaves, as they're known.
Yes, colloquially.
This is from an anonymous writer, and they wrote, "Can cats get sick with human sperm?" And their ask is...
You know, you sick, said this yeah. is an anonymous, but you can tell us. Is it Mike Mitchell?
Ooh, great question.
Oof. There was some semen in my bed sheets, and my cat jumped on the bed and started to lick it. The vet is closed, so IDK if he needs to go to the hospital or if he'll be okay. And that is the ask.
Oh, boy.
This is definitely Mike Mitchell.
Oh,
my God.
Star Wars. Mario.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Bud Light. Whoa.
Oh, cool.
Perfect. I mean, I guess if you don't have any like diseases or anything wrong with you, the cat's probably fine. I would just get a handle on your spray, maybe, so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it sounds like you might have a leak or two in that hose somehow.
Yeah, maybe use a sock or something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Some tissues, anything.
Push your white into a paper towel.
Push and white. Jeez. One of my favorite jokes from Broad City was this guy, one of their roommates or someone was like, I call it jazz because it comes from my horn and I never know where it's going to go. And somebody is always fucking, oh man, I'm doing it again. I've always remembered that one.
Oh, I might just leave the swears in.
This is, yeah, this is not a good episode.
We're working hard R, just like Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon, yeah. Like, what do you want? Yeah. That's the whole point. We're like, kids shouldn't be playing this game anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just put that disclaimer at the top, yeah. as sometimes we have to do.
Yes, from Dr. Stephen
Hawking. The doctor, the good doctor, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my I think your cat's okay, but definitely get a handle on that thing. Meaning your donger.
Well, maybe don't get a handle on it. That's part of the problem.
Oh, I mean, good like, point.
Animals out in the wild, the feral cats out in the wild, they're just rolling everything around in animal sperms all over the place. They're they have no problem with it.
Yeah, but it's human sperm. That's the question.
Oh, the human sperms.
They're fine with cat sperm. They're used to it.
But what about bathe in it?
I mean, I think their cat or cats are going to be okay. But
Wally and Irma? Stop.
Yeah, Wally and Irma will be okay.
Irma should be okay. It's all right.
Yeah. But that's pretty gross. Like, how about you just not do that?
Well, you can do it. Just either shut the door so your cats aren't there. Like I said, get a handle on that thing.
Yeah.
Or wash your sheets. I mean, there's a lot of solutions to this. Yeah. Although that wasn't really the ask. The ask was, is the cat going to be fine? But there's a lot more to dig through here.
And give your cat some Pepto-Bismol. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're feeling bad, maybe
an extra treat.
Yeah, maybe buy your cat dinner before you do this again. So
I think they do every night.
Well, I don't know.
The dinner part, not the...
Yeah. You know, a lot of people who send asks into us, I wouldn't trust them to raise a cat. So, well...
At least they're being fed.
Jesus. Oh, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add before we sign off tonight?
Yeah. You have the right to remain unconscious. Anything you say ain't going to be much.
Huel, how about you?
You know what, Steve? You can go spit.
Oh. Well then, on that note, here's a snifferoo from next week's game.
Los Angeles, 2007.
The mystical powers of the dragon are dangerous for one person to possess.
Power.
All right, so where's the on button?
Justice.
It's our responsibility to protect the dragon.
Darkness.
This is only half. Find me the other half now.
Light.
Let's kick some butt.
Double. Dragon. Double dragon.